The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
Boos and Goyles, it's me, your host, Mr. Cemetery, back with another one of my spine-tingling terror tales. Tonight's another one of my double features, so plump up those coffin pillows and get ready to pull those blankets over your head, because we start off with an urban legend about a woman who uses tanning booths and sunbeds to get the darkest tan possible. Then we return with a scary legend, said to be one of the most haunted places in Ohio. Think you're brave enough to listen? Well, let's find out. And I call this first story, The Tanning Lotion. Enjoy, kiddies.
There was a young woman who was getting married to the man of her dreams. Her wedding day was approaching fast and she wanted to look her very best. People were always telling her that she looked very pale, so she was determined to get a good tan before the wedding. The woman went to the tanning salon near her house and tried to book an hour on the sunbed. The staff at the salon told her that, for her safety, she could only tan for 30 minutes at a time. After the session, she looked in the mirror and found that her skin wasn't any darker. When she attempted to make an appointment for another 30 minutes on the tanning bed the next day, the staff informed her that she could only tan twice a week. After her second session, the woman still wasn't satisfied with the results. Fearing that, at this rate, she would never have a proper tan, the woman came up with a cunning plan. If the salon could only give her 30 minutes, then she would book appointments at every tanning salon in the city, one after the other. She spent the next 4 days going from one tanning salon to another, lying on sunbed after sunbed. Even though her skin was beginning to get a little bit darker, she was worried that it wouldn't be enough by the time her wedding day arrived. She went to a shop and bought a special brand of tanning lotion. This particular lotion was only supposed to be used by people who had a rare skin condition. The tanning lotion was designed to increase the skin's sensitivity to light. She hoped that this would help her skin tan to a lovely golden brown. She slathered the tanning lotion all over her body, letting it soak in. Then, she set off to her tanning bed appointments. Later that day at the tanning salon, the staff noticed the smell of burning in the air. When they went to investigate, they were horrified to find one of the tanning beds was on fire. And after putting out the flames, all that was left on the tanning bed was the charred corpse of the unfortunate woman. When the autopsy was performed, the coroner discovered that the woman's internal organs had been cooked from the inside out. By combining the tanning lotion and the sunbed, she had literally cooked herself alive.
Looks like she had the extra crispy special. I love a ghostly shade of pale myself, but then again, I'm all bones. Next up, I have a scary legend about a group of children who died in a fire. The location is said to be one of the most haunted places in Ohio. They call this one Gore Orphanage.
The legend of Gore Orphanage begins with a married couple named Johann and Katrina Sprunger, who lived in Indiana. After their young son and daughter had died under mysterious circumstances, Mr. and Mrs. Sprunger decided to start an orphanage. They called their orphanage the Light of Hope Orphanage. Unfortunately, it burned down in 1899, and three orphan girls were burned alive in the blaze. Putting this tragedy behind them, the Sprungers moved to Vermilion, Ohio, and started a new orphanage in 1903. This was called Gore Orphanage, and eventually, they had over 100 boys and girls living there. But all was not well with the children of Gore Orphanage. Rumors of darkness and despair soon plagued the old place. The children told horrific stories of abuse, neglect, and slave labor. Miss Sprunger cooked cow dolls' heads and lungs and forced the children to eat foul meat or starve. Mr. Sprunger beat the poor kids with a leather strap until their bodies were covered in bloody welts and bruises. He would also rent out the children to local farmers as slave labor. The boys and girls were only allowed to wash themselves once every 2 weeks, and they had to use the same bath and dirty bath water. The children's rooms were infested with rats, which crawled into their beds and bit them while they lay asleep. Soon, the terrified children began trying to escape from Gore Orphanage. Some of them managed to run away from the home, wading through the Vermilion River, and finding refuge with some of the generous people in town. One cold night, in December 1923, the orphanage caught fire. Nobody knows how the blaze started. Some people say one of the orphans accidentally knocked over a lamp. Others say Mr. Sprunger started the fire because he hated the children and wanted to collect insurance money. That night, Gore Orphanage burned to the ground with all the children trapped inside. The fire swept through the old building, springing from one room to another. The children desperately tried to escape the inferno, but the stairs was blocked by the flames. The dreadful cries and screams of the children trapped inside the blazing building could be heard by the horrified onlookers. The deadly fire continued to burn until the screams finally fell silent and the orphanage was reduced to a charred, smoking shell. The blaze claimed the lives of over 100 poor orphan children. Never since that night, people have seen strange apparitions of ghostly figures lurking in the field where Gore Orphanage once stood. They said if you go there at night, you can still hear the sounds of the children screaming and pleading for their help. The air is still filled with the smell of burning flesh and roasted children. Despite the fact that this site is now a vacant field, many people have heard the sound of doors opening and shutting and footsteps walking across the wooden floor. There's also an old tire swing hanging from a tree near the site. They say you can see a ghostly young boy swinging back and forth.
They've always said the living is more scarier than the dead. How could these psychopaths beat the poor children and make them eat foul meat? On a lighter note, now it's time for one of my funny bones. What do you do with a green monster? Wait until it's ripe! Hey, guess what? We only have one episode left. That's right, only one left. So don't forget to subscribe. If you haven't already, for season 4 finale. It's a creepy one. You don't want to miss it. So, until next time, sleep well, friends. And remember, to stay spooky.